Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing today's class. Shabbi for the refuah. Shalom av al cholim. Bichlalam chemda berachamach anuzana. Melachan mukam nifkasar manunir. Shalom av sarah yifah bedivrei bishkav bedachav yifkav bedaser. Shalom sarah mishem melachan yifah bedamiyam yevudam yifah. Chayas abitzchon melachan mechanas imcham ben malkam yam nechan vizim yam chan nechan mechaser bedam yibu baracha. Dan ben eser chom niyam kedamar makali shabben nechan yam yifah yisam nechan vizim yina. Yosef nechan den yam den yosef nechan yam 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 Okay. Instead of continuing with Parashat Naso, because this Shabbat we're going to have Shavuot. We're going to have this Thursday night, Friday, Saturday in America is going to be Shavuot. And so therefore we're not going to have Parashat Naso this week. So we're going to push off Parashat Naso until next week, where it's actually going to be its Parasha. And we're going to do some preparation for the holiday of Shavuot. What is the holiday of Shavuot? If you go to each of the holidays has its own item that defines it. You have the holiday of Sukkot. It has the Sukkah, the Lulav, Etrog, Hadassim, Arafot. Then you get to the holiday of Pesach, has the Matzah. Then you get to the holiday of Shavuot, and the holiday of Shavuot seemingly doesn't have a physical item that we pick up and we commemorate the holiday with. Right? Even the holiday itself is not even called something that... What is it called? The Shavuot means weeks. Why is it called the holiday of weeks? Right? So what is the whole aspect of Shavuot and how can we relate to it? So I'm going to tell you the following. I think the way we have to look at Shavuot in our relationship to God is marriage. We are about to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're about to marry Hashem. What does that mean? That means Shavuot was the time the Jewish people received the Torah on Mount Sinai. And it was the time that Hashem made them His nation. He made them that connection that now we are one. You abide by me, I bless you, I give you the bracha, I protect you, I'm walking with you, I'll take care of everything that you need. And that relationship that Am Yisrael had with Hashem is not something that's ever broken. That's something that from generation to generation is still existent today. And so even though we're not actually physically standing on Mount Sinai receiving the Torah, but still in the spiritual realms, we are receiving the Torah once again when Shavuot arrives. And so if that's the case, we need to prepare ourselves properly as we're approaching Shavuot. Why? Because just like any other wedding, any other person who's going to a wedding, you don't just show up at the wedding having jewelry coming from work in a t-shirt. You go, you prepare, you shower, you shave, you get clean, you wear a suit, tie, right? So how much more so? And imagine it's your own wedding. Imagine for your own wedding, how much preparation there are, I can tell you. Nobody here is married, but I can tell you. There's a lot of preparation that goes into getting married. It's not just you wake up one morning, tomorrow I'm getting married. You know, anybody who is a parent of children who got married, they know how much preparation you also have to do behind the scenes to prepare for the wedding. And that's a physical wedding. Now we're talking about the spiritual wedding between us and Hashem. How much more preparation needs to be done for that? Now what type of preparation can you do though? How can you prepare for a spiritual wedding and how can you feel it? How can you understand what that spiritual wedding really is? And I want to tell you the following. Why is the holiday called Shavuot? The holiday is called Shavuot because the whole point of the holiday of Shavuot, of receiving the Torah, is the weeks beforehand that what you do preparing for the holiday. That's why it's called Shavuot. These 7 weeks that we're preparing until that 50th day where we receive the Torah, it's all about the preparation. The Torah is going to come. But it depends on what receptacle we place ourselves, how we prepare ourselves, and what we make ourselves into in order to receive the Torah. That's what's going to make the difference. Now I'll tell you the following. Hashem, He wants to have a relationship with us. Hashem cares about us. Hashem wants to give us His Torah, not for Him. The Torah and the mitzvot are not for Him, it's for us. Now how we prepare for the Torah is the following. We have to, as we approach Shavuot, approach the Torah. Pick up a chumash, pick up the Torah, and look inside and say, okay, there's 613 mitzvot in this Torah. And every single one of these mitzvot, of these commandments, is another avenue to connect to Hashem. Which mitzvah am I not keeping to the fullest extent that maybe I can be better in? We approach the Torah in that way, and we say, Hashem, I want to have a connection with you in a different way this year than I've ever had before. It's like when a person marries a woman, he's not the same person before he gets married as he is after he gets married. He's a different person. His relationship with his wife should change. It should alter. He shows more love to her. He cares more about her as they get married. the relationship that we have with Hashem before Shavuot and after Shavuot should not be the same. Our relationship should change. We should have a different perspective. Now, how you do that is all about the preparation. If you come into Shavuot and just having jury, you're running late to Kanisa, you're running late to Shul, it's not going to work. You need to prepare beforehand. You need to have this mental mindset how you want to be a little bit, you want to have a little bit of additional relationship with Hashem. Find some mitzvah in the Torah. It could be anything in the world that you want to work on. It doesn't necessarily need to be something that you haven't done yet. It could be something that you've been working on. You want to do a little bit better. Some people, they want to work on Shabbat. So it could be for them, not necessarily to go full 100%. You say, you know what, I'll start with one mitzvah on Shabbat. I'm going to start Friday night, no phone. Big mitzvah. He puts his phone down. Each person has their little thing. Some person says, I want to start wearing tzitzit, but I can't do it every day. So let me try once a week on Shabbat. I'll wear tzitzit. Mitzvah tzitzit. Every single second you wear tzitzit is another mitzvah. It's equivalent to all 613 mitzvot. All of these mitzvot, you have opportunity to be able to add on to them, to do more. You're somebody who makes blessings on food. Okay? You're somebody who doesn't make blessings on food. You say, you know what? On Sundays, I'm going to start making brachot on food. On Shabbats, I'll start making brachot on food. You don't have to make it crazy. You do one bracha a day. You add in a little bit, once at a time. And if you approach Shavuot like that, then when you come and you stand in front of Hashem, now that relationship with Hashem is completely different. Because now, as you're facing God, what is it? It's not, God, I'm not the same person anymore. I'm turning to you because I want to be better, and I want to be able to approach your Torah in a better way. I think if you look at the analogy of a husband and wife when they're getting married, you can view the exact same point. A husband and wife, when a husband is going to marry his spouse and they're getting married, the perspective that he has is, how can I be the best husband I can possibly be and make my wife the happiest person in the world? If we had that perspective when we were coming up to Shavuot, how can I be the best child to Hashem, the best other side to Hashem, to make him the happiest person in the world, the happiest God, to make him the, give him the most pleasure in the world, if you ever can, you know, kivyachol to say. The point is, Hashem doesn't need us. He wants to give us good, and the way He gives us good is by giving us different avenues, different mitzvot, different connections that we can connect to Him. Because if we can find different ways to connect to Him in a stronger way, then we can attain and receive His bracha in a stronger way as well. And I think this can be one of the main ideas as we're praying for Shavuot, is open up the Torah before Shavuot. Look at the mitzvot. Look at any different connection and avenue to connect to God that you've thought about or didn't think about. And think about one thing. Not 100 things. One thing this Shavuot, every single person can be better. Myself included. One thing that we can be working on in order to be better for Hashem. So when the holiday of Shavuot comes, we can say, Hashem, this one mitzvah, this one thing, I'm going to be better on. Or a woman, let's say. A woman says, you know what, I don't usually dress so modestly. Once a week on Shabbat, I'm going to dress a little bit more modest. It's a huge mitzvah. People don't realize. They think, oh, you're either a modest person or you're not. You either keep kosher or you're not. You either keep Shabbat or you're not. That's not true. That's not the way Hashem looks at it. Hashem evaluates every single person depending on how they've been brought up, and what families they've been brought up, and what situations they've been in, and how their growth goes depends on where they've been brought up also. Hashem evaluates all of that in His analysis on each and every person. And so He's not expecting you to be like me, and me to be like you, and you to be like him. He's not expecting every person to be the same. But He wants us to have goals to be able to reach that closeness to God. That's what He wants. He wants us to be close to Him. Just like any parent wants their child to be close to Him. Hashem wants the closest for us to be close to Him. And the way we do that is by taking one step at a time. You take one step. You say, you know what? One week I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to do this. One time I'm going to do this. Once a week. And you take one step at a time. And if you do that, then you approach God and you say, Hashem, look what I'm doing. I'm putting in my effort. I'm not perfect. I'm not doing everything that I can. But I'm doing a little bit more than I used to. And then when you approach God in that way, on your wedding day with Hashem, when He's giving us the Torah again, now Hashem says, you're deserving. You deserve to receive the Torah. I'm going to include you as well. You're part of Am Yisrael. You're keeping a mitzvah more than you were before. You deserve it. And so Hashem is going to include us as well. I think if we use this mentality as we approach the holiday Shavuot, it'll change our holiday Shavuot altogether. And it'll make our relationship with God after Shavuot completely different. Just conceptualize, what am I doing here before Shavuot? How am I keeping the mitzvot? Is there one thing, just one little thing I can be better in? Can I be a better person? Can I work on my anger? Focus on one thing on this upcoming Shavuot. And if we do this every year, after 120 years, you'll be perfect. You'll be amazing. Let's do one thing at a time. Bezat Hashem, we'll all receive the Torah with happiness, with simcha, and with Hashem's blessings. Have a great day, everyone.